Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Psachim Daf Samach Chof, the fifth parak Tamid Nishchat. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the bottom of Daf Samach Amud Beis, the Gemara inquired Pesach Sheshchatu B'Shal Yomos Hashana B'Shinui Balim Mahu. What's the halacha of a Pesach was shechted during the rest of the year with the intention for a different owner? Shinui Balim Kishinui Kodesh Tami Makshule or Lo? Is intention for a change of owner a contention for a different carbon, not during its time, meaning the rest of the year, and it renders the Pesach valid or not? Rav Papa suggested to Rava, based on a comparison of Shinui Balim to Shinui Kodesh, that Shinui Balim during the rest of the year would be valid, and Rava responded that cases are not analogous, since they're different in four respects. With Shinui Kodesh, if one has in mind the wrong carbon during any of the four avodos, the carbon is posel, whereas the only avoda where Shinui Balim is posel is with Zrika. Secondly, Shinui Kodesh applies Bitzibur Ubiyachid with regards to both communal and individual karbanas, where Shinui Balim only applies to individual karbanas. The other two respects which Rava mentions are rejected by the Gemara. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Shchatuv Shlo Lochov Shlo Menuyev Pasul, a Pesach that was shechted for those who are unable to eat it, which the Gemara clarifies such as a sick or an old person, or for those not registered on it, is Pasul. The Gemara brings the sources for both rulings. It was taught in the Brayz. The Torah states that the Pesach should be taken by Mechsas, according to the number of people. This teaches that the Pesach may be shechted only for those registered on it. Now, one might think that if one shechted it for those not registered on it, overall mitzvah kasha, it should be considered merely like one who transgressed a mitzvah, but the carbon is valid. Talmud Lomar b'mixas tochosu. The Torah states, according to the number shall you count. The pasuk repeated the requirement to make it ma'akev. It's essential. Rebbe says, Lashon Sursehu. The word tochosu is an Aramaic expression, like a person says to his friends, kosli tlezeh, shech this lamb for me. The source of the Pesach is pasul, if it's shechted for those unable to eat it, comes from a hekesh of ochlin menuyin, comparing those that eat it to those that register for it. As it says, ish lefi achlo tochosu, each man according to what he eats shall you count. Point number three, the Mishnah stated that Pesach shechted for Arelim is pasul. The Gemara is shchatu lemuin al menashi iskapu bo Arelim bezrika mahu. What's the halacha if one shechted the Pesach for circumcised people in order that uncircumcised people should attain kapara with it through the Zrika? In this case, the term kapara is not literal. Rather, the intent is that the Arelim should fulfill their mitzvah of bringing a Pesach through the Zrika. Rav Chisda says it's invalid. Yesh machshevas Arelim v'Zrika, because intention of Arelim concerning the Zrika is effective. While Rava says it is valid. Ein machshevas Arelim v'Zrika, because intention of Arelim concerning the Zrika is not effective. The Gemara on Amud Beis continues with each side presenting the proof for his position. So once again, the three points are number one. On the bottom of Daf Samach Amud Beis, the Gemara inquired, Pesach sheshchatu b'shal yomos hashana b'shinui balim mahu. What's the halacha if a Pesach was shechted during the rest of the year with the intention for a different owner? Shinui balim k'shinui kodesh dami u'makshilei or lo? Is intention for a change of owner like intention for a different carbon, not during its time, meaning the rest of the year, and it renders the Pesach valid or not? Rav Papa suggested to Rava, based on a comparison of Shinui Balim to Shinui Kodesh, that Shinui Balim during the rest of the year would be valid. And Rava responded that the cases are not analogous, since they are different in four respects. With Shinui Kodesh, if one has in mind the wrong carbon during any of the four avodas, the carbon is posel, whereas the only avoda where Shinui Balim is posel is with Zrika. Secondly, Shinui Kodesh applies Bitzibur B'Yachid with regards to both communal and individual karbanas, whereas Shinui Balim only applies to individual karbanas. The other two respects which Rava mentions are rejected by the Gemara. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Shchatu Shalol Ochlov B'Shalol Menuyev Pasul, a Pesach that was shechted for those who are unable to eat it, which the Gemara clarifies such as a sick or an old person, or for those not registered on it, is Pasul. The Gemara brings the sources for both rulings. It was taught in a Braisa, the Torah states that the Pesach should be taken by Michsas, according to the number of people. This teaches that the Pesach may be shechted only for those registered on it. Now, one might think that if one shechted it for those not registered on it, he should be considered merely like one who transgressed a mitzvah, the carbon is valid. The Torah states, according to the number, shall you count. The Pesach repeated the requirement to make a ma'akev. It's essential. Rebbe says, Lashon Sursehu. The word tochosu is an Aramaic expression, like a person says to his friend, Kosli tlezeh, shech this lamb for me. The source of the Pesach is pasul if it's shechted for those unable to eat it comes from a hekesh of ochlin u'menuyin, comparing those that eat it to those that register for it. As it says, ish lefi achlo tochosu, each man According to what he eats, shall you count. And point number three, the Mishnah stated that a Pesach shechted for Arelim is puzzle. The Gemara asks, Shchatu lemulin amanas shiiskapru bo Arelim bezrika mahu. What is the halacha if one shechted the Pesach for circumcised people in order that uncircumcised people should attain kapora with it through the zrika? In this case, the term kapora is not literal. Rather, the intent is that Arelim should fulfill their mitzvah, bringing a Pesach through the zrika. Rav Chisa says it's invalid, yesh machshavas arelim bezrika, because intention for arelim concerning the zrika is effective. While Rabba says it's valid, e machshavas arelim bezrika, because intention for arelim concerning the zrika is not effective. The Gemara in Amud Beis continues with each side presenting the proof for his position. All right, now we go to our simon for Daf Samech Aleph, and our standard simon is a saw. So here goes. The magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed the wrong person in half in front of sick, old, and uninvited guests, and then hit the oil with his blood throwing for Kippur trick. Once again, in slow motion. The magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed, that must mean we're on Daf Samech Aleph. The magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed the wrong person in half, which reminds us on the bottom of Daf Samech and Beis, the Gemara inquired what the halacha is if a Pesach was shechted during the rest of the year with the intention for a different owner. Is Shinui Balim an intention for a change of owner like Shinui Kodesh, an intention for a different carbon not during its time, meaning the rest of the year, and it renders the Pesach valid or not? So our Papa suggested they were similar, and then Rav responded that they're different in four respects. With Shinui Kodesh, if one has in mind the wrong carbon during any one of the four avodas, the carbon is possible, whereas the only avoda where Shinui Balim is possible is with Zrika. Secondly, Shinui Kodesh applies B'tzibur B'yachid with regards to both communal and individual karbanas, where Shinui Balim only applies to individual karbanas. The other two respects, which Rav mentions, are rejected by the Gemara. So the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost saw the wrong person in half, in front of sick, old, and uninvited guests, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the sources that a Pesach that was shechted for those that are unable to eat it, which the Gemara clarifies such as a sick or an old person, or for those not registered on it, is puzzle. The Torah states that the Pesach should be taken by michsachs, according to the number of people. Now this teaches that the Pesach may be shechted only for those registered on it. Now one might think that if one shechted it for those not registered on it, he should be considered merely like one who transgressed a mitzvah, but the carbon is valid. So the Torah states, b'michsas tochosu, according to the number shall you count. The Pesach repeated the requirement to make it essential. The source of the Pesach is puzzle if it's shechted for those unable to eat it, comes from a hekesh of ochlin minuyin, comparing those that eat it to those that register for it. As it says, ish lefi achlo tochosu, each man according to what he eats shall you count. So the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed the wrong person in half in front of a sick, old, and uninvited guest, and then hit the oral with his blood throwing for kapora trick. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what the halacha is if one shechted the Pesach for circumcised people in order that Arelim should attain Kippur with it through the Zrika. Now, in this case, the term Kippur is not literal. Rather, the intent is that the Arelim should fulfill their mitzvah of bringing a Pesach through the Zrika. Rav Chisa says that it's invalid because Yesh Machshevas Arelim B'Zrika, because intention for Arelim concerning the Zrika is effective. Well, Rabbi says it's valid because Ein Machshevas Arelim B'Zrika, because intention of Arelim concerning the Zrika is not effective. The Gemara in Amud Beis continues with each side presenting the proof for his position. So once again, the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed the wrong person in half in front of sick, old, and uninvited guests, and then hit the oral with his blood throwing for kapora trick. All right, now it's time for our four blah back chazara. Daf Nun Zayin. So the simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we use Pinocchio's nose. So here goes. When people start to strong arm their way into buy the latest Pinocchio puppets, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Zayin. When people start to strong-arm their way into buy the latest Pinocchio puppets dressed in rawhide outfits, which reminds us that when nothing can be done to stop the strong-armed Kohanim from taking the hides of the offerings, the Kohanim collectively rose and were makdish the hides to Shemaim. It didn't take long until they covered the entire heichal with gold plates, and on a regal, they would peel off the plates and place them on a stairway of the Har Bais so the Oy Regalim would see that their workmanship was exquisite and there were no flaws. So when people start to strong-arm their way into buy the latest Pinocchio puppets dressed in rawhide outfits, four alarms went off in the factory courtyard, telling customers to depart, which reminds us that Arba Tzfachot Tzavcha Azara, the Azara cried out four cries, which is understood to mean that a baskel was heard in the temple courtyard. 1. To have B'nai Eli depart. 2. To tell Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai to depart for wearing silk gloves while doing the avoda. 3. To tell Yishmael ben Piachia, Talmud of Pinchas, to enter and serve as the Kohen Gadol. And 4. To tell Yochan ben Nerbai, Talmud of Pinchai, that he may enter and fill his stomach with Kadshei Shemayim. So when people start to strong-arm their way in to buy the latest Pinocchio puppets dressed in rawhide outfits, 4 alarms went off in the factory courtyard telling customers to depart, and the puppet hands suddenly fell off. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates to the heavenly retribution Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai received for wearing the gloves during the avoda. He gestured dismissively to a king with his hand while resolving a dispute the king was having with the queen regarding which is better, kid meat or lamb meat, and his hands were subsequently severed. He had said that if a kid was better, let it be offered as a tamid. It was evident that he didn't know Mishnayos or Chumash, because he didn't know that lambs and goats are treated equally when it comes to the karbanos. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simur Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be more on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg moved up feeding times at the zoo earlier Erev Pesach by an hour or two. Which reminds us, the opening mishnah of the fifth parak states that the afternoon tamid is shechted at 8.5 hours into the day and is burned on the mizbeach at 9.5 hours. On Erev Pesach, it's shechted at 7.5 hours and offered at 8.5 hours, whether it falls on a weekday or a Shabbos. Rashi explains that since the Pesach must be brought after the tamid is brought earlier to allow for many psachim to be brought before Shkia, and if Erev Pesach falls on a Friday, the tamid is shechted at 6.5 hours and is offered at 7.5 hours. So Noach Goldberg moved up feeding times at the zoo earlier Erev Pesach by an hour or two, with Shechita beginning when the afternoon shadows began to lengthen. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source that the tamid is brought at 8.5 hours, and Rav said midiraisa, the mitzvah of the shech the tamid begins when the afternoon shadows begin to lengthen, which would be 6.5 hours, based on the pasuk bein abayim in the afternoon, implying from the time the sun begins to set. Now during the year when nedarim and nedavos are brought, which must be offered after the tamid shel shachar, and before the tamid shel ben abayim, we delay the tamid 2 hours and perform it at 8.5 hours. During the year when nedarim and nedavos are brought, which must be offered after the tamid shel shachar, and before the tamid shel ben abayim, we delay the tamid 2 hours and perform it at 8.5 hours. So Noach Goldberg moved up feeding times at the zoo earlier Erev Pesach by an hour or two, with shechita beginning when the afternoon shadows began to lengthen, and no meals were ever sold until the first breakfast offering was served. Which reminds us that we learned that nothing should precede the tamid shel shachar from the pasuk Ba'arach alei ha'ola. You shall arrange the ola upon, referring to placing the ola upon the kindled wood on the mizbeach. Rava says ha'ola, ola rishona. The ola implies the first ola mentioned. We also learned that nothing should be offered after the tamid shel ben abayim from the pasuk v'hikter alei ha'chelvei ha'shlami. The Torah teaches that you shall burn on it the fats of the shlami. Now the Gemara asks how this is implied from the pasuk, and Abai said alei ha'shlami. The shlami should be brought after the tamid shel shachar. Lo chaver t'shlami, but shlami should not be brought after its counterpart, referring to the tamid shel ben abayim. Rav objected, saying that perhaps only shlami cannot be brought after the tamid shel ben abayim, but olos could be brought. So instead, Rav explained, Hashlamim aleh hashlem, kol karbanos kulan. The shlamim on it, referring to the tamid shel ben abayim, complete hashlem, all of the offerings. So once again, Noach Goldberg moved up the feeding times at the zoo earlier of Pesach by an hour or two, with shechita beginning when the afternoon shadows began to lengthen, and no meals were ever sold until the first breakfast offering was served. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simur Daf Nun Tes is a night. So here goes. The night. That must mean we're on Daf Nun Tes. The knight who was lighting menorah after the tamid was brought, which reminds us that the reason the Pesach comes before the tamid is that there are two expressions of Bein Arbaim and Be'erev with regard to the Pesach, whereas it only says Bein Arbaim with regard to the tamid. Now, if so, the Gemara asks why the menorah and ketores come after the Pesach, since they only have the expression of Bein Arbaim. And the Gemara answers that we learn from the Pasuk, Yaroch Oso, Aron Uvanov, Me'er Bad Boker, Aron and his son shall arrange it from evening until morning, that there should be enough oil so that it should burn continuously from evening until morning. And secondly, Enoch Avodah Shekashera Ad Boker, El Zobil Vad. There's no other service which is valid from evening until morning other than this. So hence the Pesach cannot be offered after the menorah is lit. And since the Torah states that we are to burn the ketores when the menorah is lit, the Pesach precedes the ketores as well. And the Gemara brings another brisa that states that the menorah and ketores do come before the Pesach. So the knight who was lighting a menorah after the tamid was brought was almost run over by a poor metzor running to offer his Mechusu Kippurim bird. Which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Benoshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, a Mechusu Kippurim who forgot to bring his karbanos before the afternoon tamid may bring them after the tamid even the rest of the year to eat his kachim at night, not just Erev Pesach, like the Tanakhama holds. Rashi explains that he can do so because there's a mitzvah for one to partake of his carbon. Now, the Gemara asks how the mitzvah to eat one's carbon, where there's no liability of karis if he does not eat it, unlike the Pesach, can override the mitzvah of completing all the karbanis before the afternoon tamid. So Ravina said in the name of Chizah that we're dealing with a case of a chatzah of she'en l'mizbech e'odama, a bird chatzah of an impoverished mitzvah, the mizbech only gets its blood, and none of its body is burned there, therefore there's no prohibition to offer it after the tamid. So the knight who was lighting menorah after the tamid was brought was almost run over by a poor mitzvah running to offer his mechusa kippurim bird. On the bloody from Zvika Mizbeach, where fats of a carbon were being burned. Which reminds us that Rav Kahana posed a contradiction. It's written, and the fat of my festival offering shall not remain overnight until morning, which implies that it's only until morning that the offering may not remain unburned, but it can remain unburned the entire night. Yet it's written regarding the morning tamid, he shall burn on it the fats of the shlamim from which we derive, on it you shall complete all the karbanos, but not on the afternoon tamid. Rashi explains that this implies that no other sacrifice may be burned after the afternoon tamid. So Rav Kahana resolved his own contradiction. He said the first pasuk refers to where the fats were left over from a carbon whose blood was thrown on the mizbech before that of the tamid. The Zrika makes it as if it was offered before the tamid, which permits the carbon to be burned afterward. Daf Samach. So the simur Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. No smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had different Kavanas at two different avodas. Had one avoda man lo lishma when doing another, and then really messed up doing a Pesach lishma during the rest of the year. Once again, in slow motion. No smiley face stickers, that must mean we're on Daf Samach. No smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had two different Kavanas at two different avodos. Which reminds us, the Mishnah on the bottom Daf Nun Tesam Bay stated that if one shechted a carbon Pesach lishmo below lishmo pasul for its own sake as a Pesach, and then with a Kavana of a different carbon, it's pasul. Rav Papa asked whether the Mishnah meant that the person had both Kavanas b'avoda achas or b'shtei avodas, during one avoda or during two different avodos. If it meant that two Kavanas were expressed during one avoda, it's in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, who says, Afak mar dvarav adam nitpas, a person's final words are binding as well, thereby making the carbon pasul. It would not be in accordance with Meru holds, tafas lashon rishon, only one's first expression is binding. If the Mishnah meant the two kavanas were expressed during two avodos, then it could also accord according to Rabbi Meir. So, no smiley face stickers were handed out at the kavana contest because contestants had different kavanas at two different avodos. Had one avoda mind lo lishma when doing another. Which reminds us, the Gemara attempted to prove that the Mishnah is discussing a case where both intents were expressed during the same avoda. For if it were dealing with a case where it was expressed during two avodas, it would be redundant. The Reish in the Mishnah already stated that if one did one of the avodas lo lishma, the carbon is pasul. The Gemara rejected this proof, saying that this case is also dealing with two kavanas expressed during two avodas. The Sefer refers to a case, the kai b'shchita v'kachashi b'zrika, where he's standing at the shchita and having kavana about the zrika. And then he says, Harini shochet it's a Pesach lishmo, lizrok dam v'shalo lishmo. I'm hereby shechting the Pesach for its own sake in order to do zrika shalo lishmo. The Mishnah is coming to teach us the mechashim avoda l'avoda, that one can effectively intend from one avoda to another avoda. So, no smiley face stickers were handed out at the kavana contest because contestants had different kavanas at two different avodas. Had one avoda mind lo lishma when doing another, and then really messed up doing a Pesach lishma during the rest of the year. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquired, Pesach sheshchato v'shar yomos hashana lishmo v'lo lishmo mahu, a Pesach that was shechted during the rest of the year as a Pesach and for a shlamim, what's the halacha? During the rest of the year, a Pesach brought as a Pesach is pasul. But if it's brought as a shlamim, it's valid. So does the lo lishmo come and remove it from the status as a carbon brought lishmo and makshir it or not? So Rav Dima related that he saved the following argument before Rav Yirmiyah. He said, just as a Pesach brought on the 14th lo lishmo b'lishmo, the lishmo does not remove the status of lo lishmo. Similarly, a Pesach brought the rest of the year lishmo, the lo lishmo does not remove the lishmo status and it remains pasul. Rav Yirmiyah told him that this is not a good comparison. Lo lishmo is an invalidating kavana by all the zvachim, whereas lishmo is only an invalidating kavana for a Pesach. Rashi explains that perhaps, therefore, a subsequent shalo lishma can supersede this weaker, less encompassing pasul. All right, now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Sechus, Baruch, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1. Which topic learned why the Anshi Yericho permitted cutting down the branches of a tree of Hekdesh and why the Rabbanim protested? That's on Daf. Nun Vav. Good. Number 2. Which Daf learned the source for the Tumah being shechted at 8.5 hours? That's on Daf. Nun Ches. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn? The reason the menorah comes after the Pesach is that it is the only avodah from evening until morning. That's on daf. Nun test. Good number four. Which daf do machlokes Rav Chisum Rabba whether there's machsheves arayim bezrika and whether shechita with kavanah for arayim for the zrika will post on the Pesach. That's on daf. Samachov. Good. Number five. Which daf do you learn? The three things Chizkiyahu Melech did that Rabbanan agreed with, including hiding the sefer refuos. That's on daf. Nun vav. Good. Number six. Which daf do we have a question of the mission that stated that a Pesach brought lishmo, velo lishmo, is possible, was referring to a case of one avoda or two avodas. That's on daf. Samach. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we have the mission listing the times the carbon tamen is shecht on a regular day, Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach that falls on Erev Shabbos? That's on daf. Nun ches. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we seek to find what the halacha is when a Pesach is shechted during the rest of the year as a Pesach and for a shlamim? That's on daf. Samach. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn two differences between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim? That's on daf. Samach Aleph. Good. And number ten. Which daf do we learn the sources that a Pesach is only valid for those who are healthy enough to eat it and who are also registered on it? That's on daf. Samach Aleph. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which daf do we learn the brachas on Reyach? That's on daf. Mem, Gimel, and Brachos. Good. Number two. Which daf do we learn the background behind the bathing decrees on Shabbos? That's on daf. Mem and Shabbos. Good. And number three. Which daf do we learn that soldiers acquired the spot where they died as a burial spot? That's on daf. Yud Zayin and Erevin. Excellent. All right. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.